Good evening. Tonight's show, I go to Mexico City. AMLO, the very popular and powerful president of Mexico, cannot succeed himself, one term only in the Constitution in Mexico. Therefore, his Morena party is looking to succeed AMLO with another sympathetic voice. The choice appears to be centered on the mayor of Mexico, Claudia Sheinbaum, who is a very well-informed, very well-practiced member of the Morena party. 61 years old, her parents are from Bulgaria. She's born in Mexico. Speaks multiple languages and is a scientist, a climate scientist. Her challenger is Senator Galvez of the opposition party, who has come together with a coalition of parties, including PRI, to challenge whoever is the nominee for Morena. Two very attractive candidates. Senator Galvez, from the background that includes indigenous people and an entrepreneur, Claudia Sheinbaum from the new party, Morena, and with European ancestors near at hand, represents a European flavor, a scientific thinking. Not that Senator Galvez doesn't, it's just I'm drawing sharp distinctions here as the electorate will. Their reservation on the AMLO part is that Claudia Sheinbaum doesn't have charisma. I speak with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College about the need for charisma in a presidential race. It's unclear, but in any event, two very well-qualified contestants for the Mexican presidency. This would be a first to have a female president in North America, a first. I look for the election next year. Also, with Professor Evan Ellis, we talked about the crisis in Haiti, beyond crisis, the human tragedy in Haiti. Right now, there's a plan to bring in troops from Kenya, from Africa, along with a deployment from the Bahamas. All of this supervised by the United Nations. But meanwhile, in Haiti, what you have is beyond police care. Violence, kidnapping, brutality, murder, and the women and children are without support. The whole island is cut off from normal commerce. And those who can escape Haiti into South America and on to the southern border and on to New York. I also speak with Harry Siegel of the online journal The City about the gathering at the Roosevelt Hotel just north of Grand Central Station by the migrants who have been bused or pushed here from the southern border. Now and again, people from inside the Roosevelt Hotel come out with numbers to call out in French, Arabic, and Spanish. Spanish from Venezuela and Cuba, French from Haiti, and Arabic from North Africa. And these lucky winners get to go inside and sit and wait for the welcome center that's set up by City Hall. City Hall is overwhelmed, Harry makes it very clear. There's no good planning going on right now. There might even be choices made for open fields to set up tent cities. It's a catastrophe that is created by the border, but also by the unreadiness of the City Hall administration and Mayor Adams to deal with the size of the surge. More than 50,000 people housed in temporary housing all over the city. The shelters are full, and it's summertime. It's very hot. We travel to the front lines in Ukraine with Colonel Jeff McCausland to talk about the Ukrainian offensive going very slowly through minefields, but also Ukraine using drones to attack the Black Sea Fleet unsuccessfully and to attack Moscow's skyscrapers, big buildings in Moscow, successfully. Also talking about the possibility of Belarus probing or provoking Poland along the Poland-Belarus border. Two Belarusian helicopters are said to have violated Polish airspace. It's all very tight and it's all very risky. Poland has deployed combat troops to the border. Opposite what we're told is the deployment of the Rump Wagner Group sent there after the failed mutiny of several weeks past. The happy news tonight includes a conversation about the opening of the Euclid Space Telescope. This is a European Space Agency initiative. Euclid is in orbit. It's now made first light. And its job is to seek out and find dark matter and dark energy in all of the galaxies. Up to a trillion galaxies are possible in our cosmos. Also, we speak with Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Beyond the Black, about the Space Force. The decision by the Biden administration is that it will now be headquartered in Colorado. Bob agrees with this and adds that all the apparatus for Space Command is in Colorado, along with NORAD and other important NORTHCOM defense mechanisms. So Space Force is now part of the Colorado landscape, national defense landscape. Also tonight, a conversation with Simon Constable in the south of France about the rising prices for energy. He sees it at the petrol tank in France. We see energy prices, gasoline prices climbing in America. This is a result of demand, driving season, but also OPEC and Russia are coordinating a cutback in production. And a happy conversation also tonight. I like to have happy conversations, not all bad news, about the situation in Washington over the January 6th events. Victor Davis Hanson makes it very clear to me that the Democratic Party, wanting to win in 2024, very much wants to run against Donald Trump, whom they defeated handily in 2020, and who they've used as a cudgel against the Republican Party ever since, very successfully. Well, they want to run against him. And Victor makes the counterintuitive case, following the Wall Street Journal editorial page, that by serially indicting Donald Trump, January 6th, the Mar-a-Lago documents case, and before that, a case having to do with corporate affairs in Manhattan, and perhaps another one in Georgia, interfering in the election there. By serially indicting him, he maintains Donald Trump's approval rating or popularity in the part of the Republican Party that will vote at the primaries. That is the Wall Street Journal thinking. Victor endorses it. It's strange. It's upside down. There it is. There's more. I hope you enjoy. Good night.